AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What do you do now that you know about the biggest auto recall ever in this country? Officials say you can go to the website safercar.gov and put your vehicle's identification number in to see if it's been recalled because of a defective Takata airbag. But there are so many vehicles being recalled, it'll take weeks to list all of them in the database. And it's going to take even longer for Takata to produce replacement airbags, according to consultant Scott Upham. He once worked for Takata.
They're really trying to do everything they can to produce enough inflator replacement kits to get them into people's hands within the next calendar year. But I'm really wagering it's going to take at least 2 years for everything to net out.
Sun's up now over California, and the Coast Guard will be trying to get a better look at that four-mile oil slick northwest of Santa Barbara. A broken pipeline onshore spewed oil for hours down a storm drain and into the ocean before the foul smell led authorities to the pipeline. Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams on cleaning up this mess.
It's a moving target, unfortunately. It's not an exact science when we're dealing with changing conditions out there.
She talked to KNBC-TV. We are learning that Hillary Clinton's longtime confidant, Sidney Blumenthal, has been subpoenaed to testify before Congress about Benghazi, Libya. Four Americans posted there were killed. Among the questions Blumenthal will be asked is whether he had any business arrangements in Libya that led him to send emails to Clinton while she was Secretary of State. Islamic State militants have taken control of parts of the ancient town of Palmyra, Syria. This is according to activists. Palmyra is home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's famous for its 2,000-year-old majestic Roman colonnades. This is AP Radio News. Tonight's the night, David Letterman's final show before retiring. He had comedian Bill Murray on last night.
I know that you've had the heads of government here. Bill Clinton was here. George Clooney was here. Various. He was here for a long time.
You're here.
I'm here. And everyone's trying to get you to stay. We want you to stay and not give up. We just want more, Dave.
And Regis Philbin agreed.
I don't want you to forget about television. You must come back to television. You must.
Stephen Colbert is headed to CBS to take over The Late Show from David Letterman. 93-year-old John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, says he does not see a contradiction between believing in God and believing in evolution. He's a Presbyterian, and he says scientific discovery should be taught in schools, and that, he said, includes evolution. About his age, he jokes, I need all the Godspeed I can get. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.